This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And I've never been more excited for a Friday. It's just coming off the holiday break. You know, I've been here for a couple weeks now. We've been back. I'm still kind of tired. I still got the winter hibernation instinct. I'm like, you know what? I just want to sleep. I'm just getting over an illness now, too, which is like, I think the cold doesn't help. I think, you know, when you wake up this early in the morning, too, you're not really getting all the sleep you need to heal. And I'm not sick enough to take off, but it's still just, it's annoying. So, that's that. But I feel good this morning. Outside's not great. It's not snowing, but there's a lot of frost outside. It's like 22 degrees, so just be careful if you're going outside. Just be prepared for maybe slightly slick roads and preheat your car early on, because I know I had little frost pellets all over my windshield this morning that, I mean, I could still see out of it, but it was annoying. So keep yourselves warm. I'm getting tired of the cold. You guys know that, though. I mean, I've been talking about the cold since November when it dropped into, like, the mid-30s. And now we've got mornings pretty consistently now where it's 20 degrees, although just a week ago it was, like, 60 outside, so who knows? It's Pennsylvania weather, so that's that. We'll get through it. Nicholas Ari Callis here, Fan of the Morning Show. It's brought to you by Steel City Medical Center. Put the smile back in your life. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. There's a few stories to react to. There was a story released regarding Mike Tomlin stepping down and how the players reacted. We'll get to Penguins snap a losing streak, and they beat the cross-state rival. And the Philadelphia Flyers, we'll get to that. Touch on that a little bit if we have time. MLB's biggest free agent is off the board with an annual value of money that is pretty insane. We'll go over that and how Major League Baseball, I guess, is going to move on, hopefully into a new collective bargaining agreement, because that expires after this season, and this new contract signed by this player is just the epitome of a lot of issues with the league and how parity is starting to diminish. So we'll talk about that, 412-928-9370. First, I want to address something, though, from yesterday, because I just heard the PM team talking, and they seemed to enjoy the reacting to the Quiz Callis segment I did poorly yesterday. Everybody likes to exploit my lack of college football knowledge, which, hey, that is, it is what it is, but I'll talk about that here in a second. I want you to hear some of the comments, though, because I'm going to give you a slight dip into the secret sauce. What makes Harry Callis successful? What I think makes me successful. But here's part of what they said.
He doesn't need to know where C.J. Stroud went to college. It's not relevant to know that Josh Allen played at
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Where did he go to school?
Auburn.
The Tigers of Auburn. Craig used to obviously be our producer. Now he's our boss. And I'll go in there and sometimes be like, Craig, come on. He can't be this bad at it. And I'll like kind of like give Callis a legitimate hard time and be like, you know, say to Craig something. He is adamant that Callis does not need to know this stuff.
There you go. And here's the secret sauce, right? Because Pony and Muller, they're very logical thinkers. I don't know if you ever heard their show. They're on from 2 to 6. I'd give it a listen. It's highly rated. It's the best sports show that exists, right? There's nobody else that exists in sports talk radio in the afternoons in Pittsburgh, right? They're the guys. And a lot of people listen. And so they think logically, and they're like, oh, man, why is not every sports talk show host an encyclopedia, right? Why doesn't everybody know every single thing? Here's Callis' secret sauce. I'll give it to you. I'll just tell you a secret. I'm sure they're not listening. They're sleeping right now. They get the nice afternoon job. They get to stroll in here at noon and start their preparation while Crowley and I are working hard. And when Doran comes back, right, we all get here early. We're working hard for you. We're trying to get our brains wired properly while we're exhausted getting up this early in the morning, right? Here's the secret sauce. I thought to myself one day, I said, you know what? I could try to know everything and be like everybody else. I could try to look up stats real quick online. I could try to pretend like I know everything. But you know what? Why would that make me special? What would make me special about doing that? And Crowley always taught me. He was like, you know, he said, hey, just embrace mistakes. Just, you know, we all make mistakes. Just figure it out and move on. Now, I take that to the extreme level, I think, which is fair. You know, sometimes I mess things up, things happen, I just kind of roll through it and move on. But hey, I'm just me. If I don't know things, I don't know things. It's okay. I'm trying to learn every day. I'm trying to get better. And Crowley and I talked about that earlier in the week. Get 1% better every day. I'm trying. I've never really been glued to college sports, though. I follow Pitt because we're the flagship station, and my job is to study them and follow primarily the football and men's basketball teams, the volleyball team, too, though, as they've been pretty successful. They've made it far into the playoffs these last several years. And so, you know, follow the teams for Pitt. Follow the Penn State news. I know their football coach, James Franklin, got fired, right? I know that. Now I know they're in the Big Ten, right? I'm getting 1% better every day. When relevant news comes up, I study it. I address it. And that's that. But otherwise, I'm not going to pretend to be somebody I'm not. And I think those two it doesn't compute to them because they're always like, well, we have to be right, da-da-da-da-da, all the time. We got to know everything, da-da-da-da-da. We got to be the powerful enforcers. And I've noticed Maul's like, I don't know why, but like I'll like look at him and I'll wave and I'll be like, what's up? And I'll just be smiley all the time and everything. And he just gives me these flat looks or he'll mock my waves or he'll mock my smile whenever I talk to him. And I'm like, maybe this is why. Maybe he's, you know, before when I would do part-time stuff with them that they thought I was pretty decent with sports knowledge and now they've heard me on the morning show and they're like, ah. Quiz Callis has exploited him. I don't know. Maybe Malzie just can no longer have a compute in his head. Like, how is Callis doing this? I entertain you. I'm here to entertain you. But that's the secret sauce. I'm here to just be myself. And hopefully you all feel like you've got a pretty good relationship with me, especially if you listen to this show. That you just understand that, hey, this is me. Like, this is me. I am very little different between how I host this show, how I produce the morning show, and then from how I live my life. So I'm fine with it. We're good. I appreciate you listening this morning because it's very lonely if I were just talking to myself in the void. But I know you're here, and I know you're listening, and I appreciate that. So let's talk. 412-928-9370. Like I said, there's several stories to get into. If we have time, we'll get into the baseball stuff. If we have time, we'll get into the Penguins. They snap a losing streak, which is good. First things first, though, is Mike Tomlin news that came out talking about the day that he stepped down, what happened. And I've heard reports. And the biggest thing that I've latched on to here is that it's the The players, some of them, I mean, you can cry, I guess, if you're going to be emotional. I'm not gonna poo-poo that. I'm not going to dismiss those feelings. I mean, I'm sure a lot of those guys cared about him. I mean, this is an era of Pittsburgh sports. I even got slightly emotional after I kind of digested the information because I think Joe Starkey put this best. I was listening to his show the other day, and he said, whenever something ends, no matter what, it signals that a chunk of time has passed. Whenever these big moments happen, it's the reflection that there's been a passage of time. And that's the first thing I thought about. I mean, like, where was I when Mike Tomlin got hired? I was 8 years old, right? I had just turned 8. And now, he's not the coach anymore. He's not the head coach anymore. And it's like, he's the only coach that I have memories of. I didn't remember Bill Cowher. I was too young to remember Bill Cowher. The Super Bowl they won was after I just turned 7. So I don't remember. I remember Super Bowl 43 very well, when the Steelers won, and it was Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin was the headliner head coach. Ben Roethlisberger was the quarterback. I have vivid memories of that. He's the only coach I have memories of. So if players are getting emotional about that, that's fine. What I thought was over the edge was where some players had apparently said it was the coordinators that were the issue, and that Tomlin needed to be absolved of any blame because the coordinators weren't scheming properly. And to me, I mean, whoever made those comments, I mean, I think that's just bogus. I mean, that's excuse making at its finest. That's one thing Chris Smoller had posted on X about, and something I agreed with and retweeted because I agreed with what he said. I mean, it's excuse making. It's deflecting. Whoever said that or whichever players agreed with that. I mean, Tomlin brought in the coordinators. Like, he was a part of the hiring process for the coordinators. So if he's bringing in players and coaches that aren't doing good enough, then why would he not be held responsible? Why would there not be a significant amount of responsibility held up to him? That's just the biggest thing I took from that story, and I think that's just annoying. It's just annoying to hear that, and, you know, we'll continue to react to certain news that comes out. I mean, I'm not going to try to focus too much on it if I can help it, but the bottom line is, too, that he's gone. I mean, regardless of what the players say and how they feel, he's gone. Hopefully there's going to be significant changes made to the roster and the coaching staff moving forward, and we can all just have a fresh start. And I hope that whatever players are blaming the coordinators can not do that in the future if they even remain on the team. Whoever these players, you know, are, seem to be that there was just those comments that were being made from inside the locker room from players who were disgruntled with the coordinators. And again, I just don't get how, if the head coach is hiring the coordinators, then that coach has to be held responsible for those hires.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
412-928-9370. I see some callers on the line now, so let's do it. I'll start with this one. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Harry. It's GP. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, a couple things, Harry. This happens in all phases of life on different jobs. Everybody has a job. You know your friends. You know, I mean, this was their boss. They loved him. He let them do what they want. So obviously they're going to back him. Like when he resigns or he quits or whatever he does, they're going to be like poo poo and blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts. But the other thing I called you about was the PM team. You can't sweat those clowns. You know what I mean? One guy, a caller calls in, Harry, asks the guy a question about, you know, somebody in college or whatever. While Pony's distracting the caller, the other one's looking up online. And Shazam, they have the answer in a matter of seconds. Whereas you're there by yourself, Harry, and you actually tell the listener, hey, let me look that up. Let me see if I don't know that. And you admit to it. They just put a big blanket over it and they pretend like they know everything, Harry. So I'm just telling you, don't sweat the small stuff, Harry. You're doing a good job. Don't let it get to you. Beat them bucks.
Thank you for the call, GP. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. I try. The bottom line is the one thing I am is authentic. And you can, I will hang my hat on that. It's 100% guarantee to you. I won't call them clowns, though. That's kind of rude. I won't go that far. They are very nice. Sometimes outside of their show. Yeah, it's just during the show, though. But they admitted that, too, afterwards, which I thought was ironic, is Pony was like, well, you know what? Well, we are talking about this, so I guess that segment's working. Like, they're getting ratings for that segment. And we have a sponsor for that segment now, which is great. So, a win is a win is a win. 412-928-9370. Let's keep going. We got this caller now. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Dave on the road. I just want you to know you are doing an excellent job. Out of most of the people on the fan, you are one of the best. Your associates, you're above your associates by far on a long shot because they really cut people off a little bit short, and you give people time to talk. You do a great job.
Thank you.
As far as it goes for with Tomlin and all the stuff they said with coordinators and all that, you're right. It was a group effort. It was all of them together. And when you had Starkey talk about the passage of time, I remember when Noel went and Kyra came in. Everybody's like, oh, Chuck Dole's leaving. It was a time like it is now that it was time for Chuck Dole to go, and we got Kyra in. And then Kyra came in and gave a lot of spirit, a lot of energy to the Steeler organization that it didn't have for years. I had a chance to see at camp one day, Kyra asked me when we were going through lines, while he was retiring, he said, sometimes family is more important than football. And maybe that's what Tomlin's doing. Like I said, I only wish Tomlin the best. He had a great career, and in his future endeavors with whatever he does, I hope he does very well with. And hire Declan Doyle. That's my new one. Have a good day, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Chicago Bears offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle. Somebody called in yesterday and brought his name up, and he's the OC of the Chicago Bears right now. I mean, they're going through a playoff run. I'm not sure that he would be conducting interviews at this point, but he's one of those under – I mean, he fits the theme. He's an under-the-radar guy who meets the age criteria. He's younger. Would satisfy a lot of, I think, fans in Pittsburgh because he's got an offensive mind, which is something that Mike Tomlin was not. He was strictly on the defensive side, even though the defense had its failings toward the end here too. The highly paid defense, but I mean, you could get an offensive guy in there. That would be my preference. Just blanket, do it the opposite, put it in the opposite direction. You the defensive guy and Mike Tomlin, go back to offense. find an offensive guy that can really help construct this roster and develop these players into becoming an offensive powerhouse. That's what you need. And who knows how teams are going to continue to evolve as we get closer to the 2030s. How about that? It's 2026. I'm just looking at the date now. But, like, how is the game going to evolve? The Steelers are behind the times. Is it going to stay an offensive-heavy league? Is there going to be some rules or developments, or is there going to be some strategy that gets implemented where defense is going to start to take over again and be a primary form of success for teams? Who knows? That's the only thing that worries me, though, about going full in on trying to draft a quarterback or trying to overcompensate on offense is, like, where are the trends of the game going? And we've seen in some of the latest drafts, like, think about the quarterback draft classes in 2021 and 2022. Like, a lot of those guys have not developed to a peak that you thought they would. Like, I mean, Kenny Pickett, just to name an example for the Steelers, he never really panned out. He was part of that 2022 draft. Malik Willis, another one, guys that just haven't developed when you thought that they would be, you know, great. Bryce Young took a step, but again, I mean, like, how influential is he? I mean, because you compare everybody to Patrick Mahomes, he's now the standard. Josh Allen, a very close second, I think, to Mahomes, although the Bills are in the playoffs this year and the Chiefs aren't, and the Bills are still in it coming into divisional weekend, and the Chiefs aren't. So, you know, I mean, could you say that Allen's better or is having a better season? You could. He's carrying the Bills. But those two are the standard that you look at. And, I mean, the 2021 draft, even in the NFL, where you had Trevor Lawrence, who, good seasons, not good enough, though, and especially when you see him in the playoffs, he just made one too many mistakes that Josh Allen didn't in that playoff game. Where, you know, Trey Lance, the infamous San Francisco 49ers trading up for him. And, you know, he got injured two games into the season, and then Brock Purdy became a thing, right? Like, so just to put a bow on it, when you talk about hiring a coach and then thinking about, you know, who do you need to draft, the draft doesn't seem like it's automatic when you get guys in the first round that those guys are going to develop. Like, it's going to take a good coach to be able to develop those guys, and it's going to need to take good scouting, too, to be able to recognize traits in these players that, you know, eventually lead and translate into NFL success. So who knows where the game's going to be over the next 5 to 10 years. Again, right now I'm going to lean toward offensive guy just to do the complete opposite of what Tomlin's specialty was. But I'm still concerned that the Steelers are that far behind the times, and Art Rooney II is saying in his press conference on Wednesday, you know, why waste a year? Let's just compete all the time. And that worries me too, because you could try to compete every year, but competing every year hasn't really yielded the Steelers a Super Bowl championship or anywhere close to it. So, you know, the obvious thing is reset and develop and build a foundation. And who knows if Art Rooney is going to want to do that or not. A lot of question marks with the Steelers these days. It's intriguing and terrifying all at the same time. 412-928-9370, we got this caller on now. Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, Old German Rod. You're doing a great job. Don't listen to those two guys, because when I call in over there, you can't even get a sentence in, and they're already jumping on you. I can't stand that. I like talking to you. So you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Also, you know, a little bit of advice that my dad always said. The day you pass away is the day you stop learning. So remember that. You're always learning every day. Don't listen to those idiots. And I like Jacksonville's defense of coordinator for the Steelers head coaching job. If you ever listen to his comments and how he talks, the players want to run through a brick wall for that guy.
Which one?
I would like to have him.
I didn't hear the name. Say that again.
The guy from Jacksonville Jaguars defensive coordinator. I can't think of his name now. You made me go blank.
Oh, fine.
But he makes you go. He makes the players. If you listen to his comments on Hard Knocks and things, he makes players want to run through a brick wall for him. It's how fired up he gets. He's a he's sort of like Tomlin, a player's coach, but he runs a better defense. Listen to your thoughts and have a good day. And remember, don't listen to those guys. We love listening to you. Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anthony Campanelli, defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I haven't heard much about him. And, again, defensive coordinator scares me because, like I said, I'm scarred by Mike Tomlin at this point. I don't know if I want a defensive specialty guy in there in the Steelers head coaching job. I would like a more offensive-oriented person. That being said, if he wants to make players run through a wall, like old German Rod just said, hey, perhaps. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, I haven't heard too much about him, but maybe. 412-928-9370. Let's keep going. Got this caller now. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning, Harry's Joe. How are you, my friend?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I don't care who they hire. As long as they have one thought in mind, and that's accountability. That's what this team lacks. Everybody wants to point the finger. Learn accountability. You are your own, you know, you're your own person. You have to do what you do, your job. And you can't point at somebody and say, well, it's their fault. Or what did you do? Look in the mirror and say, what did you do? And if you didn't make an impact, then that's a, you know, that's a problem when you start pointing fingers, in my opinion. And I think Tomlin never held guys accountable. DK Metcalf, perfect example. Why were you over there? You know what I mean? I'm just using that as an example, but
I asked myself the same thing.
It's all accountability. And when you start to learn accountability, Cowher made it, Noel made it. You were accountable for what you did. And that's why Noel wants, you know, that's why they won 4 Super Bowls. Accountability. So Harry, have a great day.
Yeah, thanks.
I love when you're on. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about anybody else.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Yeah, part of the argument can be made, too, though, that Tomlin was holding himself accountable by stepping down and understanding, hey, I'm not doing the job well enough, right? So I think Tomlin's doing what he can do. Players saying, though, that it was the coordinator's fault and not Tomlin's, that just I'll never understand that one. That one to me doesn't make sense. Tomlin's in charge of all of that. He oversees all of that. And if it's the coordinator's fault, I mean, how many coordinators has he been through now in his career with the Steelers? I mean, there's been a lot. Matt Canada was a guy. You don't think Tomlin had a part in hiring him and overseeing him? I mean, I don't get that. I don't blame Tomlin directly for that because it's not in his comments. He stepped down. He did what ultimately was the right thing for the organization. It was more of a selfless act to do that. The players saying, though, that it was the coordinator's faults. Again, I'm never going to understand that one. Never going to understand that perspective. 412-928-9370. I got time for one more caller, so let's do it. Good morning. What's your name?
Rusty.
Go ahead. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say I agree with you that it needs to be an offensive coach, but they also have a lot of defensive problems, too. I just hope that we can get it all together because I'm really worried about this coming season.
That's all? All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for the call. Yeah. When I think of the defense, though, you know, they've got a lot of big names. I would think that you could get a coordinator in here and you could have the right coordinator in here that they could bring this team back and make them a little bit more consistent. But at the end of the day, too, I think the Steelers' defense is good enough. Like the Cincinnati Bengals have had an issue for years that they've been scrutinized for and criticized for is that their offense was great, but the defense couldn't stop anything. I don't think the Steelers are that bad on defense. I think that they're good enough that if the offense would score in the high 20s, low 30s on a consistent basis, then the team would be winning a lot more games. But these low-scoring games against the Browns, it was annoying, right, where they lost toward the end of the season. When they only put up 6 points in a playoff game this season, that's annoying, right? I think the Steelers' defense in the playoff game was not the primary issue. It was the offense not being able to score at all, being set back constantly. And the Texans eventually broke through. Their defense scored twice. The Texans' defense did. Scored twice. Two touchdowns, a pick six, and the thick six, as it's being called, apparently, where the lineman ripped the ball off the ground from Aaron Rodgers and ran it in 30 yards for a touchdown. Defense not the problem, I don't think. They're better constructed for success than the offense is right now. You need a guy in there. You need an offensive mind in there where the Steelers aren't losing to the Browns in a low-scoring affair anymore. That's what I'm done with. And it's not just that it was this season the Steelers lost to the Browns. They've been losing to the Browns in consistent seasons now. A Browns team that couldn't even find five wins in a season over the last couple. So you get my point. That's kind of where I am between offense and defense for the Steelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.